This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise. I'm Frida Liu together with Audrey Raj.
Yeah, so as we all know, you know, going digital is probably the most feasible way to maintain some sort of cash flow for businesses right now. However, not many have a strong digital presence to begin with, you know, before this whole MCO started. And thus, desperation sets in, you know, for any solution that can help at the moment. And this is why I think many of you may have noticed how smaller F&B operators or retailers, they're starting to use tools like WhatsApp for, you know, to take orders for meals or for their products. You know, and while this is certainly, it's a good step, but it's definitely not sustainable. And it also causes a disruption and a bit of a mess in your processes.
So AutomateMe is a software as a service provider that helps companies of all sizes to personalize and automate their outreach. That they've noticed now that there's a gap in the market and came up with some clever services for these businesses that aren't digital champions yet. So Kimberly Wan, the co-founder of AutomateMe, is on the line with us. Kim, in line of this MCO and how more businesses want automation outreach solutions, how are you coping with the situation?
Well, I think with the way that MCO has sort of unfolded, you know, I think our Prime Minister has rightfully actually extended it 2 weeks at a time so not to incur a lot of panic. It's been quite uncertain as a business. We realized that a lot of businesses started to struggle and started to voice out what they were going through online. And we're looking to at ways of how we can help them over this period because we have technology and tools that we're able to build. And so that's what we've been doing.
So what are you doing? You know, what are you pushing out at the moment for the businesses that are facing a digital challenge?
Yeah. Well, predominantly, we actually start off with three tools, which are our core tools. This would be AutoMailer for email, AutoWA for WhatsApp, and AutoSMS for SMS. But the new tool that we actually just launched on Saturday, just on Facebook as a video, is actually called AutoOrder. And what the tool does is it's an easy-to-use ordering page which helps businesses receive orders directly from their customers via WhatsApp. So at the end of the day, all the customer needs to do is just select their item of choice, fill in their contact details, and click submit. And the business will immediately be able to receive a message with all of the customer's particulars in one go to help them quickly close that sale. And so that's the latest tool that we've built for the purpose of all the sellers out there who are inundated by messages, you know, on WhatsApp and just trying to manage this influx of orders.
Were any of these solutions something that you already had in place to roll out for the year but were expedited because of MCO? Or are all these something completely new, you know, necessity becoming the mother of invention?
It's something completely new. Like, completely new. We never thought that we would be building auto order. If you asked me a month ago, like, we wouldn't have even maybe considered it at that point, because we've been working with SMEs, but we've not been working with F&Bs quite so much. And what we realized was the minute MCO hit, it actually impacted the segment of businesses the most, because they are the ones who rely so much on foot traffic and people's movement and coming in and patronizing their eateries. And so as a result of that, we actually built this based on what our observations were and what we saw people experiencing. And also, like, my sister's business, which sells vegetables, surplus vegetables, I saw how she was taking orders via WhatsApp and how it was really difficult to manage. And that sort of sparked the idea of, okay, how can we simplify just one part that is really, really troublesome right now? And how can we start from there? And that's how the idea germinated.
So the first challenge is obviously just trying to pivot, trying to create something new. The second challenge would be, you know, putting it to market and trying to get adoption. What's the next challenge, or what are the pain points that you're facing at the moment?
Honestly, our pain point right now is just not having enough hands and people. I firmly believe that actually there's a lot of people out there, a lot of businesses who can truly benefit from auto order. And it's just a matter of us being able to reach out to each one of them and to showcase how it works and how it can save them so much time and effort. And that's really the challenge for us right now. We're focusing solely on how can we ensure that this tool is built so that it benefits them. And I think if we're able to provide that value at not only a really, really affordable rate, but at a in a way that solves their problems tremendously, I think that the rest will sort of sort itself out. So I mean, predominantly, it's just how do we just get our tools into more people's hands and to get them aware.
And is this something long term, even post MCO, that you will continue?
I think what we would do is we would be able to support the businesses who come on board, and it will definitely be a long term initiative. Because from what we see, even if the MCO gets listed right away, I do not believe it will have a, we would bounce back to the norm of how things used to be. People would be still very much concerned about going outside, even as something as simple as hugging your loved ones. You know, you might have a double, like a second thought. And as a result of this, a lot of the F&B players out there are also looking to innovate. You know, they're looking to go into how can they do cloud kitchens, how can they optimize their space, how can they be able to adapt and survive throughout this period to the new reality they will be facing. And I think our product, or our tool rather, is very well positioned to help them in that process. So it's definitely an initiative we intend to see through.
You know, finally, Kim, you know, not many business owners out there have the capability to roll out new solutions at the moment, you know, new services right now. Some are just, you know, they're just struggling to stay afloat, to survive, right? You know, do you have any advice for them?
I think it would be to utilize your business continuity plans and implement them now. And if they do not have any, to start deciding and realizing what kind of tools or what kind of skill sets they're able to build that will help them throughout something like this again in the future, if it were to happen. How can they digitize? How can they build a moat? And hopefully also, how can they leverage off the stimulus packages that are coming out from our government to weather this storm for the time being while they look at upskilling their workers and improving their ability to digitize and go online.
Thank you, Kim. You know, that was co-founder of Automate Me, Kimberly Wan. So, you know, it's truly the embodiment of the entrepreneurship spirit, you know, trying to figure out the gaps, knowing the gaps actually, then coming up with solutions and services really quickly to address these pain points. Now, if you're keen, you can check out Automate Me's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/automateme for more information.
Spelled OTOMATE.
Yes, indeed. All right. Coming up after the break, we're going into some Lenny Kravitz, right?
Yes.
Frida, your favorite. But, you know, coming up after the break, we have an amazing story about how a local business pivoted in 36 hours to remain relevant during the MCO. They're doing something completely different, okay? That's coming up right after some Lenny Kravitz. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
The cab driver won't stop to let me in. Mr. Cab driver don't like my kind of skin. Mr. Cab driver, you're never gonna win. Mr. Cab driver won't stop to pick me up. Mr. Cab driver, I might need some help. Mr. Cab driver only thinks about himself. Here we go. Driver, pass me up with eyes of fire.
driver thinks we're all 165ers.
Protection of child's rights and taking into account that the well-being of the child is what we're looking at, work towards elimination of torture or corporal punishment of children, then work towards providing children a name and nationality, work towards a protecting of children, protection of the rights of young women in terms of abuse and in terms of their marriage, and then take a stand, make a decision, pass the legislation and implement it.
That was James Nyagam, founder of the Sirena Welfare Society, on the kind of laws that he would like to see tabled when the new government has its next parliament sitting. For more, download the BFM app on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, encouraging you to stay home during this period of movement control.
Every Malaysian should know their rights under the Federal Constitution of Malaysia. The Law and Behold series wants to help you understand those rights. Here's Emeritus Professor of Constitutional Law, Datuk Dr. Syed Salim Farooqi, explaining the significance of the Constitution.
It's the foundational law, it's the basic law, it's the law of laws, it's the highest law. It not only provides the basic structure of the state, actually it provides fundamental rights. And it's a...
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.